and butter.
There was no shortage of challenges for cattle producers in 2019. That means adjustments should be made to the herd health plans. Merck Animal Health Technical Services veterinarian Tim Parks says one hurdle is bovine respiratory disease.
So a lot of times we need to start to reevaluate our vaccination protocols, make sure that we're putting it in at a timely manner when we are seeing disease. Working with your veterinarian is critical. We're hearing more and more of a lot of lungs that are scores, showing signs of pneumonia, never been treated, but we know that they're under pressure for pneumonia as well. So it's a lot of times it's just nothing more than reevaluating our vaccination protocols, figuring out, are we vaccinating against what we need to? Are we doing it at the right time?
The optimal window to get farm and ranch work done seems to be narrowing, especially in these difficult years. Park says new products allow producers more time to get things done.
If we think about the type of animal that we're vaccinating, if we think about the age of the animal that we're vaccinating, a lot of times we're up against maternal antibodies. We try to do the best job we possibly can in our cow herd to instill immunity into that calf through colostrum, but then we're going to come in at a very young age and ask that animal to respond to vaccines. So we're starting to see a big push towards intranasal vaccines, and the new products that have come to market recently have been in the intranasal realm.
The Center